The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be talking to the good folks from the Holistic Health Community, a really great organization. And our guests are Donna Nisha Cohen. Donna has been a member of the Governing Council of the Holistic Health Community since it began 9 years ago. She coordinates the administrative volunteers for the Holistic Health Community Healthcare Days and the monthly self-care classes. Donna offers guided self-inquiry spiritual counseling sessions for the Holistic Health Community, as well as privately. She is the director of yoga on Duck Pond in Stone Ridge, certified in the realization process, and is an embodied life practitioner. Both modalities involve movement, meditation, and counseling. Our other guest is Cornelia Wasson. Cornelia is one of the three founders of the Holistic Health Community. She is certified as a healer by the Barbara Brennan School of Healing. She is a practitioner of the Emotion Code, and she is a teacher of Soaring Crane Qigong. Welcome, Donna and Cornelia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Good to have you here. And can we start by offering our listeners a little background on the vision and mission of the health holistic healthcare community and how it involves reimagining our healthcare system in the service of all people?
Absolutely. We want very much to see a new healthcare model in this country and the world. And in our country, many people have either no health insurance at all or inadequate health insurance. And even the very best health insurance doesn't cover most holistic healing modalities. So we believe that healthcare should be holistic, that it should address not only the physical body, but mind, emotions, and spirit as well, and that it should be available free of charge to everyone. Mm-hmm. So our mission is to make this happen, to help make this happen by providing free holistic healthcare and education in our community. And in so doing, to create a healthcare model that can then be adopted by communities everywhere. So the model we've created is based on what we call the economics of generosity, or giving without the expectation of financial return. And yet there's a great return. There's a real payback for those who give. Recent scientific research shows that by giving, we contribute to our own health and well-being, that people who volunteer tend to be happier, and healthier, and live longer. So our community began 9 years ago when Nancy Eos and Faye Loomis and I met at a conference, and we discovered we had the same dream. And then the town of Marpletown gave us free use of its community center, and we offered our first healthcare day on the spring equinox of 2012.
That's wonderful. And so if the service is provided at no charge to folks, how do you get funded? Is that through grants and donations or private contributions or all of the above?
All of the above.
Interesting. So, and I was looking at the website and it talked about some of your underlying values, and you already talked about holistic health care and generosity, but I also love the one about collaboration where mm-hmm. it talks about the healer and the patient being equal partners in the healing process. Yeah. So critical to to the healthcare model. You know, I run an opioid strategy for Ulster County, and we're always advocating for that kind of collaboration for clients who are experiencing pain, for instance, to talk to their providers about alternatives to pharmaceutical pain relievers and so on. And I just think a lot of the values that underlie the community are really fabulous. And I would invite our listeners to go to your website and really take a look at them. So how did the community respond when you started?
Yeah, well, I'll talk to that, but I did want to say something about what you were talking about. You know, so many of us feel disempowered, and what we're trying to do is create a relationship between the person who provides a service and the person receiving a service, finding the common ground in the healing process of that mutual respect and the capacity to understand I can heal myself, that I can have tools. And we'll talk more about that. But yeah, I agree with you. Both of us agree with you that that is so key, you know, that shared value of collaboration. Mm-hmm. When we first began, it was so interesting. We were so surprised and delighted at the extent of interest in what we were doing from the get-go. And we advertised in the Bluestone Press about beginning free holistic healthcare in our community. And we had an initial town meeting where about 40 people showed up at the Marble Town Community Center. And there was so much enthusiastic interest in sharing ideas. I was there, bonding around healthcare and volunteering to join the holistic health community, you know, as a practitioner and as an administrative personnel, that we knew we had plugged into a real and present need in our community. And on the very first day in March, it's going to be our anniversary, March 2012, we thought we carefully planned every detail, and that is until the lines began forming outside, and we had 90 people who showed up that day. We call it our historic first day, wanting to find out more about what is this new thing in our community. You know, the economics of generosity, is it really free? And people wanting to experience sessions with our local, you know, holistic practitioners. And some of the things were offered people had never heard of, Soma Veda Thai yoga, you know, and it's just a kind of yoga with the influence of Thai massage in it. Infinity healing that works a lot with the energy field. And, you know, many things like that, as well as reflexology, massage, acupuncture, which people have heard about. So we couldn't accommodate more than 60 people, and we had to turn many people away. But that was such a sweet reality check of how very much what we were offering was wanted and needed in our community, Vin.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so... when you talk about the healthcare days on the website, what does a typical healthcare day look like? You know, if you can paint a picture for our listeners.
Yes, well, we for 8 years, 9 years now, we've been offering free community holistic healthcare days once a month. And on a typical healthcare day, about 18 of our 52 practitioners offer free session. And typically we've served about 50 clients. We also have about 27 administrative volunteers who make sure everything runs smoothly for our clients and practitioners. And it's really amazing the wide range of services that Donna was talking about, some of our modalities. We almost always offered acupuncture, reflexology, chiropractic, massage. Those are well-known modalities. But then we have a great variety of energy healing modalities and various forms of counseling, and also the services of a holistic medical doctor. So clients, after they finish their sessions, we invite them to check out. And during checkout, we ask them to fill out an anonymous survey form to give us feedback. And we also ask them if they're willing to make a donation. No one is required to pay or to show an insurance card, but if they can afford to give a donation, we welcome it. And if they cannot, we ask them to pay it forward, to do something loving for somebody in need, somebody in their family or community. And in that way, the love that we're sharing with them goes out another circle into the wider community.
That's wonderful. And so do these healthcare days happen at regular intervals, and do people make appointments, or is it just walk in, first come, first serve kind of?
Right. Well, they happen once a month, and it is first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. And of course, it changed when the pandemic came upon us in March of 2020. And we, as long as we cannot meet in person, we've been having virtual holistic healthcare weeks, which are interesting because we've been able to have more practitioners since space isn't an issue. So we have quite a wide variety of offerings, and also we've been able to serve more clients.
Yeah, that's kind of ironic. That's kind of been happening with a lot of the areas that we work with the health department.
Yes, really, including people from out of state. So we find that, again, the circle has expanded.
That's great. And I'm sure our listeners want to learn a lot more about what you offer. But first, we're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after these words. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals. Right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And we're talking with the folks from the holistic health community. And they had some really interesting things to say about the holistic health community model. And Donna and Cornelia, before the show, we were talking a little bit about community and client response to your programs. Can you give us a taste of that?
Yes, I brought a couple of quotes with me from these anonymous survey forms that we ask clients to fill out each month. So one of them is from an in-person holistic healthcare day, and the client said, quote, "I do not have words enough or appropriate to describe my deep appreciation for the work that you perform. It's truly medicine for the community as well as for the individual. I'm amazed by the boundless generosity that I received. As a landscaper for 25 years, my body craves the medicine and relief that massage provides. I can't afford massage in the real world. Healthcare days saved my body and spirit. Thank you." And here's a quote from somebody after a virtual session during our virtual healthcare weeks. Quote, "It was profound. My back pain diminished by at least 80% by the time we got off the phone. I had a deep sense of a real shift and release of some long-standing emotional issues. My back continues to improve, and the feeling of having shifted is palpable. Thank you so much."
Wonderful. That's amazing. That's such great work. Wow. And I was reading on your website a little bit about your self-care classes as well. Can you talk about those a bit?
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the beginning about empowering people. You know, we want to, part of our philosophy is to empower people to gain the necessary knowledge, skills, attitudes, confidence that can allow them to participate in their own healing. So the self-care classes are the vehicle through which they can attain the information. and the experiences. It's very direct. We had one teaching people how to give other people or themselves foot massage. You know, we laughed, we had fun. And in that kind of atmosphere, people learn so much more easily. We have, we've had every year Mark Grossman, who does, you know, who's a holistic optometrist, do how do we keep our eyes healthy? And the questions coming from people and the information they got was so useful for them that we have 30, 40 people come every year. You know, some old people who have come before, some new people. Mm-hmm. And we've had things like Donna Eden's daily energy routine, a specific routine, and the practitioner gave out handouts. And I know myself and several other people who I speak to still do that routine every day for, you know, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Nice. So that's the kind of thing we do that's very practical, but that affects body, mind, spirit, emotions.
Very nice. And so there seems to be, in addition to the medical self-care related aspect of, you know, which is the core of the program, it also seems like it's building community as well. And, that, which is always a wonderful thing. Can you talk about a little bit about its impact on community and how you reach underserved communities? Maybe, I don't know if you reach beyond Stone Ridge, Roundout Valley, but can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So what we're doing is we're finding there's so much polarization in the world right now, but more than ever, it seems. And so what we're looking for is the common ground. And how do people come together through issues that affect everybody, which is health, whether it's food or, you know, what you're dealing with, the opiate crisis. How do you help people with the things that are going on and, you know, the issues that are going on in their life? So we bring together people of varied backgrounds, ages, cultures, and they meet. And we have a lounge when we do it in person that people meet in and speak with each other. And so people, you know, each person has so much to offer and they share things they've learned. And it's amazing to have people come in wheelchairs occasionally, canes, very young children, and the community knows that they can come as they are, whoever they are, and they'll be welcomed and helped. Mm. And one of our goals is to reach underserved communities. And we've now began a program specifically directed to BIPOC communities. And we had our first workshop last weekend on herbs for the immune system. And we're going to be having a whole series of workshops where the people who are presenting are also from that community. We're just in the process of working, setting up something with TMI and working with them on all kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we not only collaborate within our organization, but with so many of the local organizations.
Wonderful.
Like Wild Earth and
And I think community is building community is really part of the healing process. I mean, we need go no further than the COVID pandemic to realize the impact of isolation on all of us and being disconnected from community. And, you know, and I think as human beings, we're hardwired to be social animals and to be together and to share, even though we may have differences of opinion. I think that's really a great aspect of the program. And as I was going through the website also, I took a look at the documentary film that you have. Can you talk, this is really interesting. Can you talk about that a bit?
Sure. That's part of our dream to inspire and network holistic communities throughout the country. We wanted to produce a film to share what we're doing as widely as possible. So we received two grants that made it possible and hired Flickr Filmworks in New Paltz to work with us and completed our 20-minute documentary in 2019. And we've won two awards at film festivals. We've been part of six film festivals. So the film itself takes you inside a healthcare day and it shows you what it's like to be a client, And it introduces the viewer to various modalities that we offer. And there are interviews with both practitioners, volunteers, and clients. It also shows some clips from the classes that Donna was talking about and our special events, and also our governing model, which is a non-hierarchical governance model. So far, two communities have started holistic health communities inspired by the film. The pandemic has slowed that process down, but we intend to distribute the film widely once we can do in-person healthcare days again. Mm-hmm.
And so all of what you talked about and what your website shows is really amazing accomplishments. I mean, this is really a wonderful program and initiative with so many, you know, dedicated, wonderful people such as yourselves. So what's next for you folks? I mean, what's the next steps? And then we're going to ask how people can get involved before we run out of time.
So are you going to talk about the next one, the phase two?
I was talking about future vision, which I think.
Okay, go ahead.
So we've had a dream of a future vision ever since we began. And it's the intention to buy land or acquire land and create a campus where there would be all kinds of buildings offering holistic opportunities. At the center, a healing sanctuary that would have office space and class space for what we're already doing, but to make that more possible. So the buildings we intend to be constructed according to the principles of sacred geometry, harmonic resonance, and natural building, demonstrating what's possible in the interaction of architectural structure and consciousness. So we're in the middle of that process now of designing our first building. And I think Dawn is going to talk about phase two.
Yes. So I'm just going to say that we want to purchase land, build a small operating center, also built on sacred geometry, and to have farm and garden areas, because food is so essential for our community, how to grow people's own food. And we really want a project which is already being done. And so regenerative farming and gardening as a part of it. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
So how can people get involved volunteering or contributing or otherwise, and how do they get in touch with you and get more information? Where do they go?
Yes, so they can go on our website, which is holistichealthcommunity.org, and they can also contact, you know, there are numbers and emails that they can write to contact Cornelia, I, or some of the other people. And there are committees they can join, be a practitioner, come as a client. Right now we have the healthcare weeks, and there are so many ways. We're looking for a treasurer at this moment, and also a director of development, and those director of development is a paid position. And so there are many, many ways for people to show their interest, to be involved. Would you want to say anything else, Cornelia?
Well, I have to say that I'm sorry to say that we are out of time. So we're going to have you back, because this is wonderful. We want to see how this evolves. It's so exciting. And thank you so much for this great work. Cornelia Wathen and Donna Nisha Cohen from the Holistic Health Community, holistichealthcommunity.org. Wonderful work. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed having you on Healthy Oldest Radio.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.